Welcome to the new lesson with ABC English Levels and Valentine. Today you will learn some techniques to compare photos in the FC speaking test part 2. And again, I will share some tips to make you feel more confident. You can find more information about us and our courses on our website and see a free demo of the eLive courses on our eLive page. Off we go! What you will learn today is plan to talk about any pair of photos, two ways of comparing two photos, useful phrases to begin your speech, tips on how to use efficiently your time, what to do if you've finished but the examiner hasn't said thank you yet, and what to say when you are lost. You will also learn some words of deduction, and we will do some practice. Let's start from the plan to compare photos. In one of my lessons on speaking part 1, I already mentioned that it's a thumb of a rule to ask yourself questions to organize your speech better. So here again, we will apply this rule. Keep in mind the following 4 questions. They are the main ones. Who or what? Where? What they are doing? How they are feeling? It works for absolutely any description or comparison. Let's see. Example. This photo shows who? The young person. Where? In the mountains. What is he doing? He's standing on the top and looking far in front of him. How is he feeling? He might be excited and happy. Sure, you can add any details if necessary. Who weaves, when, why you think so, etc., etc. But remember, you must use present continuous tense describing actions in the picture you are looking at, as they're happening now while you're speaking. Now let's turn to the two ways of comparing photos. There are 2 most common ways to do it. First, you can talk about each photo in turn, about the one and then the other. Choose this if you can't concentrate on the similarities and differences of the photos. The second way. You may speak about both pictures simultaneously. Choose this if you see the similarities and differences between the photos at once. But in both variants, you must get the concept, the topic of the photos. It's really important. Now, what phrases can we use to begin? To begin our comparison. In the first case, if you want to talk about each photo in turn, a very comfortable start would be the following. In this photo, you can indicate it with your hand, I see something or somebody doing something and feeling in a certain way. The other photo shows something or somebody doing something and feeling in a certain way. Or, in this photo there are or there is something or somebody doing something and feeling in a certain way. As you can see, the formula is the same. In the second situation, if you feel like talking about both photos at the same time, you should quickly spot the similarities and differences between the pictures. You can try the following structures. In both photos, we can see something or somebody, or both photos show or depict something or somebody doing, let's say, free time activities, but in the one photo, indicate the one you mean with your hand, people are in the mountains, for example, while in the other they are reading. So in the second part of this a sentence, as you can understand, you give the difference. Yeah, you give the contrast. Now, words of deduction. When it is not clear what you see in the photos, speculate and imagine. For this, you'll need certain words and phrases. For example, you can say, he might feel happy. It means you're not very sure. He might feel happy. He must be very tired. You are pretty much sure, because you see his face, for example. He can't be very tired. You are convinced that he is not. They look very sad. The house looks like a castle. The boy looks as if he's seen a ghost. The girl seems to be familiar with a man. Probably, it's possible that maybe I might be mistaken, but it seems to me that, etc., are the phrases to help you too. Now let's consider some tips. Tip 1. In episode 1, I told you about the structure of speaking part 2 and the time you are given to speak on your own. 1 minute, remember? For people who feel free to talk on the subject, it might seem too little a time. To those who find it difficult to speak on their own, it might be too much. In both cases, there's one helpful way to fill the time. Control it. You must train a lot at home with a timer. It's a crucial thing to remember. If you choose to talk about one photo and then the other, the following strategy can help. Divide your minute into 3 parts. Let's say 50 seconds for one photo, 50 seconds for the other, and 30 seconds to answer the question about your photos. This will help to understand how many sentences you can say in each part. Well, approximately, it can be 2 or 3 sentences for the first picture, 2 or 3 for the second, and 4 or 5 to respond to the question. So, again, time yourself to teach your brain to feel the time and speak by the time. If you prefer to speak about both photos at the same time, divide your speaking time into 2 parts. Give yourself 20 to 30 seconds to compare the photos and the rest of the time to answer the question. In either case, remember to talk until the examiner says thank you. Tip 2. Don't know what to say? Remember one of the tips I gave you before? Think about yourself. For example, if you see the picture, something you would do yourself, think why. Maybe some features of character make you do the same activity. Somebody is hiking in the picture, and you know you like it too because it gives you the feeling of adventure and freedom. So say so. Go from personal experience to generalization. You can say, people choose to go hiking because they want to feel freedom and adventure. It works in the opposite situation too, when you hate something you see in the photo or just are not interested in it. Again, think about the reason. For example, you may not like hiking because you are a, well, let's say, pampered princess and prefer a cozy, relaxed atmosphere to energy-consuming activities. Understanding that will help you to think about the person in the picture as your opponent, and you can say, people who go hiking might prefer physical activities to a relaxed atmosphere. And finally, tip 3. If you have said everything you could, but the examiner hasn't said thank you yet, turn to speak about yourself and your possible behavior in the situations from the photos. Now let's come to practice. And let's complete the task. Imagine you see two photos. One of them shows the person in the mountains and the other the person lying and reading a book. The question is, why do people choose these activities? Your answer could be, both photos show the people in their leisure time, but in different ways. In the first photo, there's the person, he looks like a man, on the top of the mountain, looking far in front of him, while the person in the second photo is reading in a lying position. What people choose to do mainly depends on their characters, skills, and way of life. I believe those who prefer to spend their spare time outside hiking or doing other active things are generally energetic and adventure lovers, unlike the people who prefer to read in a cozy, relaxed atmosphere. I guess work also influences the way people spend their free time a lot. A person whose job is physically hard might be fond of staying in and enjoy reading. If the examiner hasn't stopped you here, you can add. If I were to choose between these two activities, I'd definitely go hiking, as I'm sitting behind the desk all the time. All right. That is all for today. I hope you find the lesson helpful. Please don't forget to leave your likes on iTunes and comments below and ask your questions. This was ABC English Levels and Valentine. Wish you all the best and till next week.